Welcome to the Connected Spirit Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Dawson. I'm a professional psychic medium and mentor. In this show, I'll be sharing my personal experiences as an intuitive and discussing my journey with mediumship development. But that's not all. I'll also be bringing in guests to talk about fascinating topics like near-death experiences, spiritual awakenings, astral traveling, encounters with interdimensional beings, energy healing, and more. Together through open and honest conversations, we'll challenge the way we think and support one another. My hope is that these discussions will help you connect with your own spirit and feel seen and validated in your experiences. So join me as we dive into inspiring conversations that are going to push boundaries and encourage personal growth. Get ready to explore new perspectives and embrace the power of connection. All right, let's dive into this week's episode. Hello, Labs. I'm really excited to have this conversation with you. Today, we're going to talk about how to become a money-making medium. If you follow me on social media, particularly on TikTok and Instagram, you're going to notice that a lot of my content has changed, particularly over the last month or two. And it is reflective of a change and a shift that is happening within the work that I'm doing and in the Connected Spirit School. And so let's dive into that. When I was in the early stages of my mediumship development, my training was done under the Spiritualist umbrella, which is within the Spiritualist Church. And a lot of the training that I had, and it was great, it was incredible. It was all ethical based, which of course is what we want as mediums. It was about being of service to the spirit world. It was about comforting the bereaved. And that really aligned with my soul because I knew that these gifts weren't meant just for me to keep to myself. I knew that they were meant to be of service and to help both sides of the world on both sides of the veil. And so when I began developing my mediumship, I always stayed really grounded and I continue to do so. And anytime I feel like things are uncertain, I always go back to why. I anchor into my why. Why am I doing this work? And it's to help people heal on both sides of the veil. It's about helping bring through this knowledge that life continues beyond bodily death and that there is nothing that we need to fear because we are limitless. We are timeless. We can't die for the life of us. So that has always been why I have that anchor within my soul, because it keeps me really grounded in my soul purpose and in the mission that I do in this work as a medium. When I was training and developing in the spiritualist churches, a lot of the mediums would talk about how much they would charge for readings. And honestly, they undercharge for the readings. And they took a lot of pride in that. They always said, we shouldn't even be charging for readings, but those that choose to charge, it's okay as long as you're not charging too much. And a lot of it has to go back to the advent of modern spiritualism. And for those of you that don't know what spiritualism is, I'll just quickly tell you. Spiritualism is a religion. It is a science and a philosophy. It's actually an organized religion. I am an ordained spiritualist minister, and we believe that life is eternal, and we prove that through demonstrating mediumship in circles, on the platform, doing private readings. However, when the advent of modern spiritualism came about, March 31st, 1848, in Rochester, New York, there was so much controversy around these mediums talking to dead people. There were legitimate mediums, there were fraudulent mediums, there were charlatans. There were all kinds of people, including news reporters, that were trying to debunk these happenings, these readings, these physical phenomena occurrences that were happening. And so what the mediums were doing, a lot of them were doing, is they weren't even charging for their services because they're like, hey, look, I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I'm trying to prove that we can communicate with the dead and I'm not charging. So by not charging, that's putting a little stamp on them saying, because I don't charge, I'm ethical. And as that wave of modern spiritualism really swept across the United States and then into Europe and across the world, there were some shifts. But then there were also some beliefs that are still really tightly held onto. And I want to talk about that. And it's about making money as a medium, doing this for a living. I remember my mentor had told me, mediumship, you're not meant to do this for a living. You're never meant to do this. You shouldn't be making money off it. And if you are, it should just be a little bit. It's not about the money, which I agree. It's not about the money. Number one, it's about being of service to the two worlds. But I don't agree that we should be investing all of this time and energy and effort into our training and our development to not have anything reciprocated fairly. And so that didn't resonate with me, but it was really ingrained within me. And it's taken me like several years to really heal that, because I do believe as mediums, we spend so much of our life when we get into this work, it's like something turns on, like a little light switch. And this part of us awakens to our true spiritual nature, which is we are these soul beings having a human experience, and we have these gifts, and they're meant to be shared to help others heal, to help awaken them to the real truth, the reality, pardon me, that life is eternal. We can't die for the life of us. And so a lot of spiritualist mediums, they still hold on to this belief that they shouldn't be charging a lot of money for it. I remember when I started off doing professional readings, I was charging like $20 for a 15-minute reading. And I did this for a while, and it just didn't feel right. Something didn't resonate with me. And I did this for several months. It helped me build up a client base, helped me get more experience working with the public outside of development circles. So, I mean, it was really good. But then there came a point where I'm like, this just isn't resonating with me anymore. Because a lot of the clients that were coming to me, they were like treating the work that I was doing like a novelty, or like something that they would look at as a form of entertainment, something that they would do, you know, if they go to like a flea market or go to the circus, or for the Vancouverites here in British Columbia, we have the P&E and there's a psychic in the corner that have the crystal ball and looks like a gypsy giving readings and doing fortune telling. People treated the work that I was doing like that. And I didn't want to have any affiliation with that, because as an ethical medium, I don't tell the future. I don't tell people's fortunes. I mean, that's not what spirit brings through. If spirit brings through anything related to an upcoming event in the future that hasn't unfolded, it's to provide the person with guidance and support to let them know, hey, you're going to get through this period of time, not to worry. It's not about in any way entertaining people. So I needed to look at, how do I change the type of clients that I'm getting? And so I started looking at what I was offering as far as services and then pricing. And so I made adjustments, and I've continued to make adjustments over the years in the work that I do as a professional medium. And more I've aligned with the clients that really understand and appreciate the sacredness of the craft of mediumship. I've been developing for almost 10 years, and it is more than just doing readings. There is so much personal development. There's a lot of training that we do as mediums, as ethical mediums. I have gone to England twice to the Arthur Finley College and trained. I sat in a development circle for 7 years. I still sit with a group of lovely ladies who are incredible. We meet on Fridays, we do readings, we do philosophy, all kinds of cool stuff. And it really becomes a way of life. It's not just something you turn on and turn off. It is your life. And when we're doing this work, when we're looking at what we're charging for our services, so our readings, our classes, our events, we want to look at what are we giving as far as quality, time, effort, energy, and what feels right to us as far as reciprocation from potential clients. And that's the money factor, right? For me, in the beginning stages, when I was charging $15 for a 20-minute reading, that was like so inexpensive. And I mean, it was a good start, but it really showed me what I deserved, what I was attracting, and what I didn't want in the work that I was doing professionally as a medium. So I had a lot of inner work, a lot of spiritualization of self that I needed to look at. And was I going to allow the beliefs of others from the spiritualist churches to influence the work that I do today as a professional medium? And so I had to heal that. And a lot of that was healed also during my time with a business coach that I had hired. And I looked at my belief systems, and a lot of the belief systems that I held regarding money and worthiness were from my family. My dad's never been good with money. My mom doesn't have a lot of money. And they have all kinds of belief systems around it that really influenced me on holding space for abundance. And so I recognized that was their journey. I needed to cut cords with that part of the connection I had with them. Just because they have limiting beliefs around money doesn't mean I need to hold space for that. That is their lack mentality. It no longer needs to be mine. And so I healed that. And it was uncomfortable, but I had to look at what I deserved and desired didn't match what I was getting. So something had to change, and the change had to happen with me. And so I did that. And where my path has led me has been on an incredible journey where I have learned and grown, but so is my business. And so has my clientele. And so is the work that I'm doing with the world of spirit. And it's incredible, because to be a money-making medium, you can be ethical and be paid abundantly, but your mindset, your energetics have to be in alignment with what you desire. You cannot have one without the other. And this is where I do a lot of healing and work with my clients when they're doing one-on-one mentorship with me and growing their spiritual businesses. You can have all the incredible courses. You can be an incredible teacher. But if you do not have the strategies and you do not have the mindset and the energy to hold space for abundance, honey, you're never going to have it. It is going to be so far out of reach for you. It's literally just going to be a dream. But what if you could shift that dream and make it into reality? What if you could hold space for more abundance? So for example, for me, I went from charging, was it $15 for a 20-minute reading? To now, I charge over $200 for an hour reading. And I feel good about what I give my clients. I feel good for charging that. I feel that I'm offering a high quality service to my clients, and the clients that I get appreciate that. But I couldn't go from that little amount of money to a larger sum without something shifting in between. So I had to look at the mindset. I had to heal that. I had to look at my energetics and the feelings that I had around money. Are you somebody who has mindset around lack? Do you always look at what you don't have as opposed to what you have? Are you hopeful and optimistic about what you desire for yourself and your business and your family and the future? Or are you pessimistic and think nothing works out for you? You're never going to have what you desire. Those are things that you need to look at in order to create the space to hold abundance in all of its forms. And abundance isn't just about the money, but to be a money-making medium, you have to have the energetics and everything in place, or it's not going to last. It's not going to be sustainable. It just won't. So we need to look at that. And then we need to look at how do we price our services so we can become abundantly paid for our spiritual gifts. In the early stages, I started looking at what you would call labor market research. I started looking at the rates that people in my area were charging. For Canada, if we look at the Canadian rates, they are much less expensive, or less expensive than the United States. In the United States, there's some mediums that are charging $500 to $1,000 for a reading. In Canada, you're going to see anywhere from maybe $65 to maybe $250. So there's quite a range there, right? But I've not seen, if there is, I haven't seen any mediums over $300 yet, and there's no judgment on that. So depending on the area that you're at, take a look at what are the average mediums charging? What are the really popular mediums charging? And do some research there and see where do you fit in the middle. Now, this isn't about comparing yourself to others, but in essence, it's about looking at the quality of your mediumship and the services and the relationships that you develop with your client, what you truly offer them. In addition, just to the spirit communication, what is the service that you offer? What is the average rate in comparison to yours? And see, does that feel right? Does that feel, maybe somebody charges more than you and you're like, yeah, you know what? I am at that same rate. Try it. Adjust your rates. Do you feel the quality of the service that you provide is more than what the average person is doing, let's say within your area? Increase it. You need to do this in slower increments so your nervous system is regulated. Because I remember when I increased my rates, there was a significant jump. I was anxious. I was unsettled. And this took me time to heal because I wasn't at a place I could hold space for that. And so there was more healing that I need to work on. And now I have no problem with that. I am good. I am confident. I feel assured. I feel I'm doing what I need to for my clients. Ask yourself the same questions. Do you feel the same way? Okay. Now, also looking too, Who do you want to attract? What type of people do you want to attract? And then you got to look at the marketing behind that, because becoming a money-making medium is more than just the reading. You need to be able to market your services to the public. So do you have a newsletter? Do you have a freebie to get people into your newsletter? If not, create one today, okay? How are you going to promote your products and services to potential clients? Do you have a podcast? Are you getting on podcast shows? Do you have a Google business page listing? Do you have an active social media account with quality content that is educational, entertaining, inspiring? If not, those are things that you need to look at, because to become a money-making medium, you have to move out of your comfort zone and you need to allow yourself to be seen. In order to be a money-making medium, you have to be visible, which means people have to know about you. And what I want to tell you today, honey, is that people need what you have to offer. People need the type of services that you have and that you offer and you do amazing work at. But they're not going to know where to find you if you're not putting yourself out there. So to become a money-making medium, you need to look at some marketing strategies, looking at getting yourself out there and promoting yourself, being unapologetic, number one, about who you are and your soul gifts, healing any limiting beliefs around being visible, holding space for others while they're healing, feelings of unworthiness. That's all got to go. You have to let go of that in order to bring in your desires and make them a reality. And what I tell people all the time, and I truly, truly believe this, is that your desires are divine, 100%. The fact that you have this calling on your heart to serve the world of spirit and to help other people heal with your spiritual gifts, that has been planted in your soul from the moment of conception. It's always been there. It's just taken this time to get to this point in your life where you're ready to develop. You're ready to show up. You're ready to get out there and serve and be paid abundantly for it. And I know that it can be uncomfortable having people look at you, having people get to know you, like all these strangers are looking at me. What if they judge me? Honey, who cares? Be unapologetic about who you are. For example, I'm recording this podcast and you will not believe this if I tell you, but I'm going to tell you. It took me like a couple of years after my cousin and then the spirit world has said, Courtney, you need to do a podcast. I'm like, God, no, I don't like the way my voice sounds. I personally don't like the tone of my voice. And it's funny because I've had people say, Courtney, I just love your voice. I love how you talk. I love how you do like a guided meditation or just the way that you talk. It resonates. I go, really? Like for me, that's hard to believe. But if I tell you that just because we have a belief, it doesn't mean it's true. And a belief can be changed. And if you change a belief, you literally can change your life. There's a quote from Dr. Wayne. I just call him Dr. Wayne, who is incredible. He's in the world of spirit. And he says, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And that's so true, especially in our work as mediums, right? So looking at what kind of influences do you have in your life? Are they serving you? Do those influences need to be healed? Do they need to be removed from your life? And how do you go about doing this? I've given you some incredible suggestions on how you can start promoting yourself and getting yourself out there and creating connections with people. Because in order for people to buy something from you, they need to know you, they need to like you, and they need to trust you. And if they trust you, they will buy from you, and they will be happy to pay your rates. They really, really will. And so there is absolutely no shame in being paid abundantly for your gifts. And so I hope by me just highlighting this conversation, it is giving you permission to do this work and to charge fairly. There is no reason why mediums should be spending all this money on their training to be making pennies. It just doesn't make any sense to me. In addition to the training and the money that we invest in our own development, there is a lot of personal work that goes on. Also for like myself, I go through a lot of different changes in my development and it does affect my family, particularly my husband, because my kids are grown and they don't live at home anymore. And there's some days that I really struggle. And any of you who listen to the show know that I'm really honest and open about this. Mediumship is not a linear journey. It has ups and downs, highs and lows, and everything in between. And that's just part of it. And the thing that keeps me going is that I know that my desire to help others is divine and that I'm meant to do this work. There's just no question about it. And so I anchor into my why. So if you don't know why you want to do this, find a why, anchor into it, and allow it to be that support that is going to help you press forward during those times where you feel maybe insecure, uncertain, not sure where to go. And connect with your guides, because that is going to give you the support that you need. And for those that believe mediums who charge more for their money, for their readings, and are collecting money that is maybe higher than others, who think it's unethical, honey, that is your limiting belief system. That is not mine, and it need not be anybody else's. It need not. It's really unethical to expect people to give up their whole life to have nothing in return. And for me, like, this is my business. This is my full-time job. And so I travel, I demonstrate, I serve churches, and there's nothing wrong with being paid for that. There's nothing wrong with it at all. There's a lot of volunteer work that I do, and I never take a penny for it. So when it comes to a lot of the work that I do, that I charge for, I'm unapologetic about it. And I don't have any disputes from clients. And so look at who you're surrounding yourself with. Look at where your mind is at. Look at where your energy is at. And if you're needing support and you're like, Courtney, you know what? I want to do this work. I know I'm supposed to be doing it. It's been a calling of my heart for a while, and I just need help getting started. You get a hold of me. Message me. Get a hold of me through my website or contact me on my socials. I'd love to chat. We can hop on a free discovery call, and I can tell you how we can get started in supporting you and making your dreams a reality. So let's start normalizing being abundantly paid for your spiritual gifts. And let me know if this episode resonated with you. I just want you to know I'm so grateful for every one of you that take the time to listen to the show, to share reviews on any of your platforms that you listen to. Because of you, the show gets to exist. Because of you, I get to continue to do the work that I do. And I'm so incredibly grateful for you. And I'm incredibly proud of you. Have an amazing day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Connected Spirit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed diving into this beautiful conversation. And if you loved what you heard, be sure to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps me reach more people who can benefit from these conversations. Remember, you're not alone in your spiritual journey. So stay connected with me on social media. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram. My handle is @mediumcourtneydawson. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter, The Connected Spirit, and the link is in the show notes. Keep exploring, keep growing, and always remember that there's a greater purpose guiding you on this incredible journey. Until next time, stay connected and embrace the power of your spirit.